Dad, the greatest thing in the world happened to me today.
You got a drink of water without getting hit in the head with a toilet seat?
No, I met the woman of my dreams. This girl is perfect. We have everything in common.
Well, that sounds good. Where'd you meet her?
In detention!
I'm truly proud, sir.
She's incredible. She's the only girl I know who has more demerits than me. Oh! Oh, that's Gina now. Isn't it great? She has a hog.
Yeah, JT, this lovely young biker you've met, does she have a tattoo of any sort?
I'm not sure, but I'll let you know when I find out.
Yo, JT!
Yo, Gina! Gina Mastari, meet my dad.
Yo, Dad.
Yo, Gina.
Yo. You don't know me. We go to the same school, but I'm in the building without the barbed wire.
Hey, good one. You're pretty funny.
Thanks.
But with a face like that, I guess you'd have to be. Oh!
Is this the perfect woman for me or what? Come on, Gina, let's go get some burgers.
Yeah, I'm starving. See ya, Pops.
What a lovely couple. I just hope they end up in a nice co-ed penitentiary.
Hey, kiddo, how's it going?
Not too good. This is from my principal. Ooh. A pink demerit slip. Well, this is certainly a red letter day for the Lambert clan. JT gets detention. Al brings home a demerit slip. I guess little Brendan must be out knocking over a gas station.
Al, I don't get it. It says here that you're cutting gym. Now, gym is your favorite class. What's going on?
I don't think I can talk to you about this.
Why not?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing.
Al, I am your father. There's absolutely nothing too embarrassing for you and I to talk about.
Okay. I need a bra.
You, wait right here.
Check this out. Got those U2 tickets you wanted.
Right, row.
All right.
Yeah.
With any luck, you and Gina could get sprayed with some Habano sweat. Cody, this is great. How'd you get these?
Well, I know this dude named Kyle, and he just happens to be one of U2's top roadies.
Oh, so you got them from him?
No way. Kyle's a skis.
No, what I did was I found out where U2 was secretly rehearsing, and then I disguised myself as a brain-dead rock and roller. Now, that took some killer acting.
Buddy.
Well, then I just strolled right up to Bono and asked him for the tickets. You got these tickets from Bono himself?
Almost.
These two big, thick-neck muscle dudes grabbed me, right, and they tossed me out in the street. So how did you get them?
Get what?
The tickets!
Oh! Dude, well, when I came to in the emergency room, right, one of the orderlies was selling them. Talk about being in the right place at the right time.
Sounds like the little woman.
Yo, JT!
Yo, Gina!
Double love, Jones. Gotta love that.
Yo, Gina, meet my cousin Cody.
Yo, Cody!
Yo, Gina. Whoa, nice bike.
Thanks. I stretched the frame, raked the front end, and had the motorboard stroked.
Wow. You remind me of my mom. Mind if I have a look?
Go for it.
Gina, check it out. Cody scored us the U2 tickets we wanted for Friday.
I can't go.
Why not?
I'm flunking geometry. Unless I pass my next test, my parents won't let me out of the house this weekend.
Man, can't you get somebody to help you study?
Who? You're the smartest guy I know.
Man, you are in trouble.
Good afternoon. Oh, is anyone as excited about Copernicus's birthday as I am?
Gina, your troubles are over.
Prettier than me. Not prettier than me. Prettier than me. Not prettier than me. Same. Same. Same.
Karen, have you seen Al?
No, why?
Oh, I just wanted to talk to her about a little something in private.
You mean the bra thing?
How'd you know about that?
Mother, please. The walls are paper thin in this house. There are no secrets. By the way, how come some nights you call Frank Captain Kirk?
He's a big Star Trek fan.
You guys are so weird.
Hey, Carol.
Hi, Al.
Al. Listen, I was talking to your dad, and I understand that you're blossoming into a young woman, and I thought maybe you and I could have a little talk.
What's to talk about? I'm getting Hooters. I need a bra. Case closed.
Well, I'm certainly glad you got over your embarrassment on that subject.
I'm only embarrassed to talk about the stuff with my dad.
Well, I'm here anytime you need me.
Yeah, I know. But you and I don't usually talk about this kind of stuff.
You mean mother-daughter kind of stuff?
Yeah, I guess.
Well, hey, let's change that, okay? This Saturday, we'll go to the mall. We'll have lunch. We'll go to Peterson's department store. I'll buy you a bra, maybe even a couple of dresses.
Hey, whoa, wait a minute. I'll let you buy me a bra. But if you try dressing me like Tinkerbell up there, you can kiss this mother-daughter stuff goodbye.
Beauty and the Geek. How's the studying going?
Fine. Gina's doing great.
Gigi, that soda looks really good. Can I have one?
Oh, sure. There's plenty more in the fridge. Go get one.
Oh, Gina, you shouldn't have to get that soda. You're a lady. Allow me.
Yeah, that's right. I am a lady. Why do you think of that?
Here you go, Gina. Do you like a glass and perhaps some ice?
Yeah, sure. Ice, that'd be good. He thought of ice.
It's not like he invented it.
Here you go, Gina. I hope this is to your liking.
Hey, Beanhead, drop the Prince Charming act and get down to tutoring. If she doesn't learn this stuff by Friday, I'll never be able to go to the concert.
You know, JT, I find your attitude rather selfish. Gina's working very hard to learn this, and all you seem to care about is some stupid concert. Just a personal opinion.
Mind your own business, Mark.
Why should he? He's right about your attitude. I wish you were as nice to me as he is.
You want me to treat you like Wuss Boy here?
It'd be a lot better than the way you treat me now. As a matter of fact, until you start treating me like Mark does, I don't want to see you again.
You're dead meat, you little creep. You got Gina all mad at me.
Hi, guys. JT, please let me go. You're forcing my bow tie down my trachea.
Hi, guys.
Frank, do something.
Oh, honey, they're just goofing around.
No, they're not. Knock it off.
Come on, guys. Tell Carol you were just goofing around.
Actually, you were witnessing a homicide.
Mark stole my girlfriend.
You gotta be kidding.
Well, I'm afraid it's true, Frank. I mean, what can I say? Chicks dig me.
You're dead.
Hey, Frank, you know, I don't want to tell you how to discipline your children, but you need to make it clear to your son that physical violence is not okay.
Oh, come on, Carol.
Just do it. Come on.
Okay, pal. Now, you want to tell me what was going on?
Sybil, Mark acts like such a little kiss up around Gina that now she wants me to treat her that way.
You know, as strange as this may seem to you, JT, being a gentleman like Mark is something women like.
You're kidding!
Now look, son, the way I see it, you have two choices here. Choice number one, stay the way you are. Act naturally. Just be yourself. Choice number two, have a girlfriend.
Hi, Mark.
Don't touch me. I've got a lawyer, and I'm not afraid to use him.
Relax, Mark. I just came to apologize.
This is a trick, isn't it? I extend my hand in peace, then you rip off my arm and club me with it, right?
No, I acted like a jerk today, and I'm really sorry.
Oh, okay. Apology accepted.
And I need a favor. I need you to teach me to be a gentleman. You know, how to treat a lady.
Wait a minute. You're coming to me for advice on women? Well, it looks like the proverbial worm has turned.
One more word and the arm comes off.
Understood. Okay, now, I'm going to teach you how to act with a woman. We're going to need someone to practice on. What about Dana or Karen?
The Hurl sisters? No, thank you.
Well, then, who are we gonna get?
Hey, dudes, what's up?
Cody, would you do me a favor?
You know me, anything for a bud.
Would you be my woman?
Dude.
We just need you to pretend to be a woman so that JT can learn the proper way to treat a lady.
What a relief.
Okay, all right, now, let's begin. Cody, you'll be JT's date. JT, you pick up your date at the door. What do you say?
Wow, you're pretty ugly for a chick.
Listen, sweetheart, you ain't no California sunset either.
Okay, forget picking her up at the door. Let's say you're already at the restaurant. Now, a gentleman always escorts a lady to the table. JT, take your date's arm and escort her to the table.
Oh. Madam.
Yeah, whatever.
You're supposed to see your date first.
Well, at least somebody around here knows how to treat a lady. You better straighten up, mister. Or you'd be in for some major harshing when we get back in the car.
Hi, Gina.
Oh, you. What's with the suit? You got a court date?
Nah, I've just been thinking about what you said, and I realize if I want you to be my girl, I have to start acting differently.
Thanks. They're nice.
That's the new me. Nice. Would you care to join me at a table?
Sure.
And may I say, the sparkle in your eyes puts the stars to shame.
JT, you're giving me the creeps. Knock it off.
I'm just acting like a gentleman, like Mark. I thought that's what you wanted.
Well, I thought that's what I wanted, too. See, I didn't like it when you were acting like a caveman. And now you're acting like a complete phony, and that's even worse.
Man, I'm totally confused.
Look, I don't want you to act like Mark. I just want you to treat me a little nicer. I mean, I know I come off tough, but I'd still like to be treated like a lady. So I know you care.
I do care about you.
So then open a door for me. Help me with my coat. Buy me a hamburger. At least pay for your own once in a while.
All right, you got it. I'm going to start treating you differently.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, can I at least take off this tie?
Not yet.
Well, Al, here we are.
Thanks, Carol. You know, I really appreciate you doing this with me. I'd feel weird being here with Dad.
No problem. I'm having a good time.
Hello. May I help you?
Yes, we're here for our first bra.
Not a moment too soon.
Oh, no, not for me. I'm just here for support.
Not that kind of support. Moral support for her.
Of course.
Well, we have two basic styles over here, and one is fairly simple, and the other is just a little bit fancier.
Well, it's mostly for hockey practice, so I'll go with simple.
Well, okay, then why don't we just go try this one on?
Oh, hi, Carol.
Frank, what are you doing here?
Well, honey, I was sitting at home thinking about you two coming down here, and I felt it was just silly for me to be embarrassed by all this. I mean, getting your first bra is an important moment in a girl's life, and I've always been there for Al's important moments. Her first step, first day at school, the first time she rode a bike. I mean, why should this be any different?
Well, because this could be embarrassing.
Oh, no, Carol, honey, I am all over that.
Well, I think the young lady has made her decision.
Hi, pal. Surprised to see me?
Dad, what are you doing here?
Well, I wanted to be here for your big moment. Oh, is that it, honey? That's a beauty. Wow. Oh, that is great. You know what? Oh, that's great. You know, you and I should walk around and see if there's any more you like.
Dad.
But a girl can't have too many of these hummers, you know.
Dad?
Huh?
Can I talk to you privately for a moment?
Oh, sure, honey. Hey, excuse us, Carol. A little father-daughter moment. So, what's up?
Dad, you know I really love you.
Yeah, and I love you too. I mean, that's why I'm here.
I know. You've always been there for me. You're a great dad. In fact, before Carol came along, you're a great mom too.
Thanks.
But I think we're getting to the point where there's some things I'm better off doing with Carol.
Oh. You mean things like getting a bra and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I understand that you'd rather do this with Carol. Listen, why don't I go away? You don't need me here.
Wait, Dad. Huh? Well, there is something you could help me with.
Really? What?
Well, I need new catcher's mitt. Carol knows a lot about underwear, but she doesn't know squat about sporting goods.
Catcher's mitt. You got it. Hey, I even know your size. How about a hug?
Dad, not here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be down at Sporting Goods. You look pretty good in this, Lieutenant O'Hara.